innercitygeeks.net.
Welcome to the Energetic Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 263. And joining me today, I got Brian.
Hey guys, what's up?
Oh, not a damn thing. So it's about time we got another new week. So another episode of shit, another fun times. So it's only right to just get into it, right? So how you been, dude?
Not bad. Tired, just trying to just get through the week of just everything.
You gotta love the exhaustion, right? You gotta love the exhaustion of dealing with everyday life.
Yay, tired.
Yeah.
Yay.
Could be way worse though. Could be way worse,
Yeah, it could.
It could always be way worse. So what's going on, dude? What you been up to this week?
I've been just watching a bunch of shit.
Okay.
Like, for example, I've watched the latest episode of What If twice.
Nice.
And I watched Doctor Strange twice within the last couple of days.
Nice. So I see a very Stephen Strange affiliation over the last few days.
Yeah. Aside from that, as you could tell by my face, I've mowed the lawn.
Yeah. You've mowed the lawn quite a bit.
A lot of beard. R.I.P. Rest in pieces. It all started because I actually went to go really trim something. I'm like, oh, wait, yeah. And then, a lot of it was, just dead hair. I'm like, oh, yeah. Gotta go.
Well, yeah, most of the time, that's what it tends to be. It's just, a bunch of dead hair.
I was starting to look, to bring it back to Doctor Strange, I was starting to look like Stephen Strange when he first got to, the temple.
Oh, yeah, before he started the train and all this shit.
Yeah. Before he, learned how to, find and use a razor again. So, yeah, things are good. I watched Doctor Strange twice, I watched What If twice.
Nice.
I've just been watching a ton of shit that sometimes I don't even remember what the hell I watch.
That's fair.
The thing I watched yesterday, though, was good. It's a movie from, 2 years ago, or three mm-hmm. years ago, called Wind River. And it was starring Jeremy Renner, so Hawkeye. Okay. Elizabeth Olsen, so Wanda.
Okay.
They were the main leads. And done in flashback sequence was John Bernthal, aka Punisher.
Okay.
Oh, and as you could tell, this wonderful chair hasn't changed. So
it's only right.
I'm gonna have a dickish smirk on my face the entire podcast, you guys know why.
Yay.
yay, chairs.
Yay, slippity slides.
Yay. Rocking my Winter Soldier Falcon / Cap shirt.
Hell yeah. You gotta love that shit, dude.
See?
This shit is fucking dope, dude.
So shout out to my wonderful in-laws for picking that up at the park in Disney.
That's always the best, dude. It's always good getting gifts that means something to you, because obviously they'd be like, "The fuck is this?" It's something that he would like, and only right? he would like. Because we don't give a fuck about this shit.
Well, they seriously love that asked. Shit. They seriously asked me, "Hey, we're gonna go to Disney. What would you like?" And they know me. Obviously, I would hope they know me.
You would hope so.
You'd hope so. Hey, I've only been married to your sister for 3 years, and together for 6. So you're. We sort of have niece, you sort of have nieces because of us.
sort of.
Which, which you take care of every Friday.
Yeah.
They're not just random kids.
Mm-hmm.
Played
they don't just show up out of your doorstep for no reason.
Right. They're not like... Charlotte and Olivia are not like actors going, you know, hey, you gotta wipe my ass or what? You know,
every they aren't the random, you know, the random black eyed children that show up at your doorstep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, apologies as my Wi-Fi is being a dick right now.
It's all good. It's all good. It happens.
As usual.
Yeah. It's only right.
So, Wind River. So basically, Hawkeye and Wanda go on a quest. There's like a whole bunch of like crazy shit involved. Punisher's in it. It's on Netflix. It's a good movie.
Okay.
Haven't really had anything else to pique interest.
Okay.
As far as I can remember, but holy shit, let's talk about What If.
Yes.
Unless you want to wait till later.
We can talk about it. We can talk about it. Just don't get to go into too much crazy detail as people. But then again, like at this point, by the time this episode is out, it'll be a few days already. So.
Right. I mean, so
it's not
Friday,
like if
time of this live stream.
Right. So by the time this episode is out, it'll be Monday, and technically the 48-hour rule is already done, so she'll be okay with that, right? It's okay.
Sorry, my Wi-Fi was being a dick.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, so I was saying the 48-hour rule. It's okay.
We should 48-hour rule.
Yeah.
So the thing about What If this week, so it's episode 4.
What if Doctor Strange
lost his heart instead of his hands?
Mm-hmm.
His heart being Dr. Christine Palmer, played again by Rachel McAdams.
Yep.
The thing that I thought was really well done about this episode was the casting, where this week was the first week out of 4 episodes where not one voiceover was portrayed by another actor or actress.
This is the first one that actually everybody that was in the original was in this as well.
Which was shocking, because Tilda Swinton and that whole like controversial thing about her playing the Ancient One.
Mm-hmm.
So I know she was like, because it was like basically whitewashing.
Right, whatever.
Just whatever, right? I mean, what is she, Scottish?
Whatever the fuck she is. It doesn't anybody can be the fucking Ancient One. Like, doesn't fucking have to be, you know.
It's a big difference between that and everybody going, wow, 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 Iron Fist was white. Because Danny Rand is a fucking he's from like Cali or some shit.
Yeah, he's a white dude. Like in the comics, he's a white dude.
I know that's a rant for another time, but any time I've seen Danny Rand in a comic or on small screen, so fucking blonde white dude.
Yeah.
But that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so with everything going on.
Fictional characters, people. Fictional characters.
Fictional fucking character. Get over it. Mm-hmm. But. That being said, I'm shocked to see that Tilda Swinton reprised her role as the Ancient One, considering the fallout and whatever BS about her being the Ancient One in the movie and how she like was like, oh, I shouldn't have done it, but whatever. You shouldn't have done it, but Marvel pays you money, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I gotta pay my bills somehow.
I gotta buy that ridiculous house.
Yeah. Because why the fuck not? I'd do it,
why
too.
Why the fuck not? Exactly. So, yeah. So, it was good to see her back as the Ancient One. Good to see Benedict Wong as Wong again.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And And great to see Benedict Cumberbatch back as Strange, especially because early reports were saying that he wasn't going to come back.
Right.
So, like, yeah, it's cool. We've seen...
But you gotta think about it like this. Like, he is exactly what everybody knows as Doctor Strange at the moment.
Right.
So, and we all know that there's a movie coming with Doctor Strange, so why would they bring somebody else
to play
this role?
In between.
Yeah.
It's sort of like if you had... So look at Deadpool, for example. It's almost like if you had Deadpool, the first film, then you brought in something animated and had Nolan North back as Deadpool, and then Ryan Reynolds back as Deadpool for the sequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
It throws the whole flow off. Yeah. As great as Nolan North is as Deadpool, and as great as Ryan Reynolds is as MCU Deadpool, keep the world separate.
Yep.
So, like, granted, yes, with the return of Tony Stark in last week's episode for all, 2 seconds, the actor sounded good.
Right.
We expect to not hear from RDJ anymore.
Right, especially since his character is technically dead already. Like, it is a flashback in a way. But
yes, and which was proven to be an absolute in the universe where the Ancient One, with the whole Christine thing of this, the plot of this episode was you can't reverse an absolute in time. Yep. So that proves that Iron Man is actually gone.
Yeah,
you can't bring him back. Sorry, guys, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, unless it's a flashback, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. But seeing everybody back for this episode, the animation was some of the best out of the four episodes so far.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I truly love about the series is that they take the pivotal moments from the MCU and they do it frame by frame, exact animation to live action. Like, if you look at, with this episode, if you look at when he crashes, granted it was done differently, where he was trying to get around a truck and then went back in the lane, and then that's what caused the accident.
Yeah.
The second he got hit, frame by frame by frame, of how his car spun out and went into the river or the ocean, whatever, like, that was done perfect. And especially watching both Doctor Strange and What If side by side today, Friday, for example, you see it. You're like, oh, Marvel really did a great job and going frame by frame.
Yeah, and that's one thing that they've done pretty well in most of these episodes, because of course, even in the first episode when they had Steve Rogers and what's her face when they first Peggy Carter, when they first go into when he's about to get, you know, the super soldier serum, that's literally a shot for shot scene of when they walked in about to get the shot.
Like, just like in last week's episode with the, what was it? Avengers Dissembled or Disassembled. Uh-huh. Like Hawkeye about to shoot the arrow. That's perfectly shot for shot of the first time we saw Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye about to shoot the arrow.
Yep.
Man, and
also when Thor is about to run through the place just before he gets shot.
Yeah. And that's the thing too about the animation. It's like the way they draw out the characters. Every character we've seen from the MCU done in animation style has been spot on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, even the way Cumberbatch was drawn out, from him in the tux to his appearance as the Sorcerer Supreme to being evil. Yep. Even evil, where, like, they thinned him out, right? Like, because he obviously hasn't been eating anything but, like, souls. Like, they thinned out his face. And they, like, made him more evil. It still had that Cumberbatch look. And, like, oh, fuck. Like,
To explain it to people, is like they basically what they did, they kind of made him like a vampire, because in a way that's what he's doing. He's basically sucking the souls out of everything, because in order to get all the powers that he needs to get what he wants.
He's sucking the life force out of everything he out of every like of these
other sorcerers, souls. Demons, and everything.
But yes, if you guys haven't watched What If yet, correct that. Yeah. That's about it. I mean,
it's fucking great. It's fucking really great. Fucking good.
Aside from watching that, as I told you earlier today, I'm back at reviewing, as I promised. Yay! I reviewed a figure today. I'm not going to say what yet.
Are you going to leave us at the edge of our seats?
I will leave you at the edge of our seats. But the pop is better in AEW.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
As good as what I reviewed was, as loud as it was, 2 Fridays ago was louder.
Yeah.
There might be a rampage at this Rumble.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
So I gotta work on it, do the editing thing and whatnot. But
very cool.
Yeah. There's editing to be had and whatnot, but the figure has been reviewed. It felt weird and good at the same time to be back.
Why did it feel so weird? What was so weird about it?
As I adjust from this fucking chair.
Your slip and slide. You gotta get a slide. Yeah.
It felt weird because I haven't done it in like 10 months.
Okay.
But it felt natural at the same time.
It's like you're falling back into place.
Exactly. I mean, truthfully, the reason why I quit reviewing is because the toy community got fucking toxic.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was all about numbers. It was like, oh, who could get this video out first? And it shouldn't be that. It should be like,
it definitely shouldn't be that.
You guys all enjoy the same figure? Okay. Review it, but put your twist on it. And I lost sight of that because of how toxic the community got. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So...
But in a way, that's how a lot of things are whenever there's a lot of people doing the same thing. Kind of the same thing as, like, it's podcasting. Like, it's also the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, how do you stand out from every other podcast that's out there? You just do your own thing.
Everybody out there will have the same news about something in some form. You just got to learn how to put your own twist on it.
And it doesn't really matter because there's as long as you're having fun doing it, it's all the fucking
exactly. Like, for example, earlier today, I saw my Google has like all like the articles and shit, that like things that it knows that I will like, which is freaky that Google knows that.
Because you are Googling shit all the time.
Yeah. So Google today had a thing about how denofgeek.com.
Mm-hmm.
Was a Cobra Kai article about something Cobra Kai sweeps the leg ahead of season 4, and that's actually almost word for word the title that I had picked for my article Critique Anything, which an article that I had not written yet, it was in my head, had not been spilled before I wrote what I wrote, which I won't say because you're gonna read it, but yeah, it's just freaky that, like, oh yeah,
yeah. Cobra but Kai you, if you really think about it, if you so certain things like sweeping the leg before season 4, it's something that makes sense because that's what you would think. Somebody would be like, oh yeah, well, season 4 hasn't even come out yet, so they're already doing. They already got pretty much pre-approved for fucking season 5.
Basically,
yeah, so it's like, okay, yeah, that's that falls straight into place,
but it's just
I get it.
it's just creepy at the same time. They're like, oh yeah, I almost had that article or that title.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh yeah, Simpsons did it.
Exactly. The Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
That'd be our title. The
Simpsons
did it. Yeah. The Inner City Geeks did it.
Yeah, yeah. And the bait, no, the Simpsons did it first, yeah. It's all good.
But that's all I got. So right, how are you
that's
doing?
That's cool. I'm doing all right. It's been a week. It started out pretty good, you know. It was just about the beginnings of the month, you know. September 1st was this week, and then rain, so much fucking rain, and then so much fucking rain, and then in the process of me heading to work, I had an accident on the way to work. It fucking sucks.
Fucking people.
Pretty much one of the rear-ending somebody, because somebody ahead of the car that I rear-ended pumped their brakes, which led the dude in front of me to pump their brakes. And being that it was raining, I pumped my brakes, but I kind of skid a little bit, ramming into him, and pretty much putting like a big old dent in my car.
Because you wanted to have like an automobile style of the human centipede.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to have my face, have my hood inside somebody else's ass. So essentially what happened is basically my hood was pretty much caved in, which at this point was pretty much, you know, dented my radiator, dented the whole front was pretty much fucked. But luckily, I spoke to the dude. Of course, he's not going to press charges because it wasn't necessarily his fault or my fault. So I was just like, yo, like, strive to my job or whatever. I was literally less than a quarter mile from my job where this happened.
Okay.
And the funny shit is, because it was raining, I was like, okay, I'm going to take the super local route to make sure that nothing happens on my way to work. And as I'm going, everything is smooth, everything is good. And then, like I said, quarter mile from the job, that happened. And that was so, so distraught. I was not necessarily distraught, but I was like, yeah, what the fuck, whatever, fine. So after a little bit, we spoke or whatever, and then I was like, yo, like, listen, can you just drive with me to work, because I'm not sure how this is gonna be, you know, how my car is gonna make it through, because I know pretty like when the accident happened or whatever, a bunch of steam came out, and I was like, okay, yeah, my shit is fucked. So I was like, yo, I spoke to the dude. I was like, yo, like, it's just follow me to make sure that I get to my job without a problem. So he was like, I bet. We'll go. So we drove over, like I said, literally like a half a mile. Turns out that the dude works in the same complex as me. And dropped it off, did my work shit. And then after work, I was like, yeah, listen, I'm just going to leave it here. I'm not going to drive it home because I don't know what the fuck is going on. Because I don't know cars. I don't know anything about cars. I don't know how to like, deal with shit. So I was like, okay, listen, I'm just going to leave the car here. Head home, take a lift home. Lift that cost me fucking like $30, but whatever. Right. So the next day comes, which is today, well, yesterday, and we drive. I go to work, and I go throughout the day or whatever. And then I'm like, yo, listen, I'm gonna get a tow truck to take my car home. So I don't want to leave it here for that much longer because it's been raining. It's going to keep raining. And I'm just like, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to drive it. But I spoke to Renee. Renee was like, yo, listen, like, check the front of the car or, you know, check underneath and see if there's any type of fuels or anything coming out of it. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll check it or whatever. But then, like, how am I going to check if it's fucking raining, see if there's any fuel coming out? Because it's been, like I said, it's been raining. So anything, or if anything, was going to be pretty much washed out by the time I would check it, because it's been raining all day and all night. So I was like, okay, great. So I'm just going to get a tow truck. Cost me $65. It was from a tow truck that I've used previously. Cost me $65 to get it home. And the dude at the tow truck, because he's kind of cool with me or whatever, he was like, yo, listen, we can stop by a body shop, see how much it's going to cost you or whatever to get the work done and shit. So we go to a body shop, and pretty much he tells me, like, listen, the dude at the body shop was like, yeah. He goes, he looks at it, and he's like, yeah, you need a radiator. He's just eyeing it from a little close, but, you know, not too close. And he's looking at it, because he can't really get into the hood, because, of course, the hood is all pushed in. And he's looking around, he's looking. And he's like, yeah, it's going to be like about $1,800 to,
crap.
Yeah, $1,800 to get this taken care of. Because essentially it's going to be a new radiator, a new condenser, new lights. Because, of course, one of my lights got pretty much shattered. Some of the framework, because some of the frame was pretty much pushed in as well. Yeah. And, so fucking $1,800. At least that's what, you know, he said or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm going to have to shop around. I'm going to see what's up with that. But until then, I'll be taking what I used to call the iron horse. taking the bus to work, doing the old school way of doing things. Thankfully, out here we do have public transportation that's actually, I'm not gonna say, completely reliable, because they take their sweet ass time doing anything, but it is there, and I'm able to actually do it, so. I'm gonna do that for the next however long it takes me to get, you know, the monies to actually get my shit fixed.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it fucking sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah, especially like I had in my mind, I had plans to do shit. You know, like I was like, ah, great, there goes that plan. But it's all good. It's all good. The good thing is that, you know, I'm alive, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm alive. The car is still salvageable. So,
right, it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Right, absolutely, it could have been way worse. I could have pretty much hit it just a little bit harder and pretty much blown out my entire engine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thankfully, that's not the case. Yeah. So that's what's been festering in my brain for the last few days, and it kind of sucks. It sucks big time. It's definitely a downer type of moment, but you gotta stay positive, right? Stay positive.
Right, you gotta stay positive.
Yeah, I gotta keep the PMA. So, and then some other shit that I've been doing. I actually watched something this week that I fucking loved. It was so fucking funny. Something you told me about as well. Vacation Friends on Hulu.
Yes, that's one of the other things I forgot to say that I watched earlier.
It is so fucking funny.
I mean, but it's amazing how these actors were in front of an invisible object or a person. How can you see? I mean, John Cena is supposed to be in this movie, right? I couldn't see him.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Vacation Friends had me spitting out my water multiple mm-hmm. times in the first really half funny. Hour. It was really yeah. great. And it was so great, in fact, that it's getting a Vacation Friends 2.
Yeah, that's really fucking cool.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't watched Vacation Friends yet,
go check it out.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah.
It's a Hulu original.
Yes, it is.
It was really fucking funny.
It's fucking hilarious. the thing that most comedies, what sucks is that, like, it's really, really, really fucking funny in the very beginning. So, like, the first 35, 40 minutes, it's fucking hilarious. And then it just goes from way up to real low. Because, mm-hmm. like, that whole middle section of the movie is, like, it's slow as fuck, the middle part.
Yeah.
The second act after the vacation and everything, it's like, oh my god, super slow.
Right. It was like, oh.
Yeah. It was like, okay, there's actually a movie here.
But then it picks up again.
But yes, then it does pick up after a while. And the last third of it is fucking hilarious too. It's really like, fucking good.
I give it like a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But totally worth it. Check out Vacation Friends.
Check it out. Of course, it's the main two leads is John Cena and Lil Rel's. Good shit.
Good shit.
Real good shit. And then of course, you know, the What Ifs and the Titans. Titans. This last week's episode of Titans is fucking insanely good.
Like the way Titans ended. What are we on? Episode 5 now?
Yes. Yes.
So the way the fifth season, the way the fifth episode ended,
mm-hmm.
You're starting to see the conflict in Jason Todd.
Huge conflict.
But like, he still wants to be like an asshole.
Yeah.
Because that's who he is.
Yep.
And I mean, granted, I mean, if you guys read comics or and whatnot, I hope you guys do, but like, Jason Todd as Red Hood never ever becomes Robin again. He's only the Red Hood.
Mm-hmm.
He's always going to be conflicted 100% of all the time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So what I like
kind of the same way with Nightwing. Nightwing is also the same way too. Like he's like, yeah, I don't want to fucking be Robin again.
Right. Like he wants to come. Like he came into his own.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about, and I've been saying this since I started Titans, when did I watch it? Like 2 months ago? Last month? Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Yeah, within the last like month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah. This dude that plays Jason is perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
He looks just like the comic counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
His acting is spectacular.
Yep.
And just he kind of comes off dickish,
but that's the thing. Like he's supposed to be, and right, he's fucking exactly. He's spot on with it.
Yes, like when we first met him, right?
Yeah,
we met him in the middle of season one, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
When Dick was doing something, and he's like, "Oh, I'm Jason." Like I heard all about. He became all like fanboyish about.
Yep. Yeah.
And like, but from that, if you know the story, you're like, oh, you're awesome. You're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, this dude with his hair and like the white eyes and like the mask and shit, like uh-huh. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And then you watch him grow as a character and you watch him almost die in season 2.
Yep.
Which that was still like a holy shit moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to now and you see him all like working with Crane and I'm a bad guy, I'm a piece of shit, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
But then like something happens where he's like, oh fuck.
He's like, do I really want to go down that route?
But then he's still like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go on with my day. So mm-hmm. like that whole like conflict thing is perfect.
Yeah, it really is. It's so fucking good.
So fucking good. And dude who plays Crane is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was great in the 7 seasons of Mad Men, which you said that you never really watched.
No, I've only seen probably like half of an episode because it just didn't really grab my attention. And like I was like,
Mad Men takes about half a season to get into, but it's probably one of the greatest series written.
Okay.
I
guess I have to give it a try.
And Jonathan Crane is perfect in that.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
And
I've told you before, I've always been a fan of Hwang Ha-mong, and I'm like, yo, like I want to watch the show, but I don't want to watch the show at the same time.
Allison Brie's in it.
I fucking love Alison Brie.
The girl who played Sabrina in the Netflix series is Jon Hamm's daughter in that series.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, when she was like a kid.
Obviously, yeah. Okay. I guess I'll give that a shot.
So it's worth it.
Mm. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out eventually sometime. But yeah, Titans, it's fucking dope.
Yeah, Titans.
I'm excited to see where the rest of the season is going.
Oh, absolutely.
See who else they introduced into the series. And I did love how they did kind of like the Batgirl Nightwing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the Batgirl Robin thing, because it wasn't Nightwing at the time.
Right, right.
I like how they did that. I like how they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna do a whole Oracle thing. Like, oh yeah, let's redo the Oracle. And she's like, fuck you.
I didn't expect them to do an Oracle, Barbara. I thought they were gonna like maybe lead into it.
Right.
But I guess also thinking back that this is sort of futuristic.
Yes, it is. It is somewhat futuristic. Yes. Hence why, you know, we have Nightwing and not Robin anymore.
Right. And why,
you know, and she is in a fucking wheelchair. So right, obviously we know she's not going to be fucking Batgirl anymore.
Right. I think it's cool that like, because when they were like, oh, Commissioner Gordon, and it's not Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I loved how they did that.
I like how they kind of brought in Joker and didn't bring in Joker at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because Joker's not Nightwing and the Titans' villain. He's Batman's enemy.
Yeah.
So it was cool to only have a laugh and, like, the pummel.
Yep. And that's what I love about the series is that like they don't focus much on the huge characters. They don't focus on the main heroes. They always spoke what the heroes for the show are the Titans, not Batman or Superman or anybody else that's outside of the fucking world.
Right.
Which is what I love about it. Like how they brought in they have a Nightwing, they have fucking in season two they had fucking what's her face, Wonder Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like these two characters just with, you know, Robin and the Robins and fucking Wonder Girl, like, yo, that's two huge superheroes that are their partners or whatever. And then also they have fucking, now they have, well, towards the end of season two and now they have Superboy as well. Like, oh yeah, that's Superman too. Oh my god, we don't need necessarily the main guys. We have all of them here. Soon enough I'm pretty sure they'll start doing the speedster stuff, but I like what they're doing so far, what they've done so in this entire thing, and I'm like super fucking excited to see what else is gonna happen for the show.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I love how in this episode they kind of tease that Luther coming in. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited. I like how they do this. I love how they play with, you know, with the universe in so little ways. But makes so much fucking sense for what the show is. That pretty much wraps it up for us talking about our shit. Let's get into some geek shit. How about that? Well, obviously we've been talking about geek shit, but other geek shit.
Other geek shit.
Yes, other geek shit. The geek news. Like we usually do, the geek shit. That's usual. And I'm a huge fan of The Boys. We're both huge fans of The Boys.
Yes.
And, two things came out recently. One of them actually came out a couple months ago, and the second one came out this week. Both of them being music related. But for The Boys, for me, it's probably the worst thing that came out for The Boys yet. And what I'm talking about is Starlight came out with a song. So I came out with a song called Never Truly Vanished, which was a dedication to the invisible man, pretty much, for them. What was it? Translucent.
Translucent, yes.
So kind of like a tribute song to him. Because, of course, you know, we saw him pretty much get exploded, which was fucking fantastic. And
We saw an explosion. We didn't see him explode.
Right, yeah, we didn't physically. Well, no, we saw his outsides were in, his insides were outside, so we saw him explode.
It's still so fucking well done.
Yeah, yeah. Like out of nowhere, you just see fucking guts. Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, there's his anus.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It went for. It automatically became visible.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you don't see me, now you do. Yeah, it's like a reverse magic trick. But yeah, Starlight had like a fucking, like a poppy ballad. And it to me, it's like for, like, I get it. Yes, it fits into the whole, what if they were actually, you know, real superheroes that were trying to, you know, be cool and feed some type of fucking the crowd, like, oh yeah, look, we care about this dude that was once part of our team. That whole theme of shit, people, it's like, oh yeah, look, the crowd actually wants to hear how you felt about this guy, even though you barely knew the guy. They want to see it. So, like, I get how it fits into the whole scheme of things. But at the end of it, over here, it just seems super fucking cheesy. And it was bad. It was bad. And then the other thing is that A-Train, who, you know, is their speedster, came out with a rap song called Faster. And that was equally as bad. It was horrible. It's cringeworthy shit, dude. I'm not a fan. Not a fan. I don't mind rap song. I like rap music and shit, but it just wasn't. It wasn't for me, you know. Well, it's.
I mean, you're also thinking they're bad on purpose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's kind of what I was kind of getting at the fucking the fucking Starlight shit too.
Right. They're like it's the characters' bad portrayals of R&B and soul and whatever about their fallen comrade and everything else. But
yeah.
It's the actors having such a good fucking time.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Yeah, it is fun. It is fun to play around with shit.
Like, it makes you wonder if we're going to have a Homelander version.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean.
I think his is going to be like, I want to suck on her titties. I want to drink her milk.
Yeah.
Mommy milk, please. Mommy milk, please.
Or, like, if you have, say, like, an Elizabeth Shue version of it, but, like, she's singing where, like, but her eyes are, like, melted out of her head.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
I wouldn't put it past them to do something like that because it's so fucking dark. Fucking Stormfront was a Nazi.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and granted, you know, spoiler alert if you haven't seen season 2 yet, but you should have already because it's about a year old.
Yeah.
She basically became Anakin Skywalker at the end of episode 3.
Yeah, she really did. She really fucking did.
What I find really fucked up is that Eric Kripke was like, yep, season 3 is going to be darker than season 2.
Yeah, every season, each season, it just gets darker and darker.
Well, I'm sure I brought this up before, whether it be on the show or like definitely to you, like off air, but like, I feel like first we had the Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Dark, twisted, weird fucking first season.
Yeah, absolutely.
couple of months later, we had The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Darker, even more fucked up, even more twisted first season.
Yeah.
It made Umbrella Academy look like rated G.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Umbrella Academy season 2. Darker, more twisted, really extremely fucked up second mm-hmm. season.
Yep.
But then The Boys season 2 came out.
Yeah. And you're like, Jesus Christ.
And it made it once again took Umbrella Academy and mopped the floor with it.
Yeah.
And turned that show into rated G.
Yep. What the fuck? Calm the fuck down. Sorry.
Cats?
Yeah, dude. I got this cat literally jumping off the fucking wall.
It's probably like a fly or some shit in the house.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's fucking going crazy everywhere.
So, yeah. Side note with cats. It's like, whenever I have like a flying insect in the house, they'll mm-hmm. jump and run and shit. But like, when there's ants, they just like ignore it. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Don't suck. Like, there's literally an ant which you can just go and just paw right at.
Yeah.
But I guess it's the challenge because they can't run and jump and
right, yeah.
hop off the wall and shit.
Yeah, they're just like, oh yeah, it's right there. It's right in front. I can run away and then catch up to it again.
Right.
Yeah. It's like oh, Wile E. Coyote and shit.
Oh hey, a beam of light, but you know, which they can't ever yeah. catch. But it's like, oh yeah, yeah, whatever.
You're like, ooh, look, a laser. Whatever. Ooh, lasers.
Right, but then like a small ant. They're like, oh yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Oh, man. But, yeah. Oh, God, but The fucking Boys, man.
It's really fucking good.
It's such a... I'm so looking forward to season 3.
So fucking good.
Like, upcoming reviews to the channel are going to be the NECA Toys, Starlight, and Homelander.
Ooh.
And those are great figures. I found Starlight oh, yeah. first. And then Homelander I found on a toy hunt like 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
And it's just like a dope figure. And, you know, he's poseable, yeah. But, like, you don't really need to pose Homelander. Just put his, like, arms to his hips. Or his yeah. hands to his hips.
Yep.
And just put his head tilted down. You're like, oh, yeah, he's posed. Because he's just a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, the Instagram post I posted for the figure was piece of shit, not referring to the toy, referring to the character. Because Homelander is such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's a complete asshole.
He's got... In season one, he was fucked up. Now, go back and rewatch season two, and you're like, oh, my God.
He's next level, dude.
Next level. If you guys don't know The Boys or Homelander, like, basically take Captain America and Superman, but turn him into, like, an asshole. Like, he knows that he has these abilities.
And he does whatever the fuck he wants, yeah.
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 Like, that one scene where, like, it was in his head, but, like, he, like, destroys the whole crowd of fucking protesters.
Yeah. Or even not just that, because that's just the second scene. Like, in the first season, going back to that, like, the whole fucking airplane scene, like,
which holy time?
Fuck.
The airplane in which he let a whole plane die, or the airplane in which he killed the mayor and his family?
Both of them. Fucking insane, dude.
It's like, oh, hey, I'm just gonna not rescue anybody on the 747.
Yeah, like, he's like, yeah, you guys, I can just fly back and forth and get all you guys back safely. Or I could just, you know, just blow all you guys up.
I'm totally going to do the opposite of Iron Man 3 with the plane scene.
Right, exactly. I'm not going to fly. I'm not going to move this plane anywhere or you know, aim it to where it has to go.
Right, I'm just going to let you all die.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, we don't need any more people. He's kind of like Thanos the whole thing.
He did. Instead of yeah. a snap, he just smirked.
Yeah, yeah. He just looked like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You guys all suck. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but The Boys, I'm excited for season two, for season three. Yeah.
So, like, I kind of, so to tie back into what we were saying, like, I really hope that they sort of turn these songs into something involved in the season three.
I'm pretty sure they will. I'm pretty sure it's something that you'll probably wind up, like, now that we've heard it or whatever, there's probably something that'll like, pop up in the background somewhere. You know how they have, like, random music playing throughout the episodes and shit?
So, sort of like
this will be...
Sort of like Into the Spider-Verse with the Spider-Man Christmas album?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or how you happen to hear, like, fucking, like, the lady on the street singing the song. Like, yeah. The Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how that all pans out. Then some other news outside of The Boys and some weird shit that's coming out from over there, because you gotta love it. But something that I wasn't aware of or wasn't privy to was that the series that has a bazillion fucking episodes, the anime that has a bazillion episodes and as well as, you know, a bazillion different mangas and shit, is coming out with a Netflix show. It's coming out with a live-action Netflix show. We already know that, you know, Netflix is working on Cowboy Bebop. But they're also working on One Piece. So One Piece, like I said, the show has like a bazillion fucking episodes. It's about, you know, pirates and shit. They're having a whole live action series for the show, and it could be awesome. I've never watched an episode of One Piece because, like I said, it's way too much shit to get into. We know people that actually fucking love the show. Fucking Mario does the shit. Mm-hmm. But personally, like, I want to watch it. I want to see what they do with it. But this week we got basically pretty much a teaser from, you know, from what the One Piece Netflix account, basically, you know, we're like, yo, like, look, the first episode is ready, and they pretty much, you know, put out the script, basically a tease of the script or whatever, of what they're gonna be doing for the first season or the pilot episode or whatever. It's gonna be called the Romance Dawn. Don't necessarily know what exactly it means, but it's kind of like a chapter zero type thing. But it is very exciting for those that do know about, you know, One Piece and stuff like that. But I kind of want to see what they're gonna do with this show. See where it goes and see the potentials of it. But like I said, it has a bazillion fans and, you know, a lot of people are into it. And they're like literally like 1,000 episodes kind of thing. A lot of fucking, that's a lot of shit, right? Like we read comics and we look at shit a lot. And we know that, you know, Captain America has shit from like the fucking 50s and 60s. And that's a lot of shit until now. But One Piece hasn't been around for that long, but yet it has a lot more shit. Like, why does it have so much shit? But yeah, I kind of am excited to see what they're gonna do with it. Like, being that, you know, there are so many people that are into it, and there are so many people that are like, yo, like, I want to see this shit so bad. So I kind of want to dive into the live action before I actually watch any type of, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna watch this show for because it's just too much of a, it's too much of a dedication for me. I think I'm just gonna sit there and watch, you know, I'm gonna watch multiple episodes of a show that never ends,
basically.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with the live action, because of course, you know, that's not gonna last for that long. Because of course, you know, people get old and they don't want to do shit after a while. But something that was pretty fucking cool with people that do get old is Rick and Morty. We love Rick and Morty. Absolutely. And this week, Adult Swim put out a teaser for the two-part season finale of season 5. And in this season finale, they go live action. And the awesome shit about them going live action is that we've always thought Rick Sanchez looks like Doc Brown.
Absolutely.
And for this season finale, two-parter, or two-part season finale, however the fuck you want to say it, they got Doc Brown to play Rick.
That's amazing. We're going to finally see, we're going to finally see Christopher Lloyd as his cartoon counterpart.
Yes. And now, not only just that, but they also casted Morty. Fantastic fucking casting too, because the kid that's playing Morty is the kid from It. And that's fucking cool.
Yeah,
it's fucking great. It falls right into place.
Yeah, it does.
It makes fucking complete sense. I'm super fucking excited for this. I cannot wait. Granted, I gotta catch up on it, but it's fucking awesome.
And shout out to Christopher Lloyd for having that career comeback.
Yeah.
Because, like, we hadn't done anything in, like, a long time, as far as I recall. And then, like, he was in, as Renee calls it, Diet John Wick. Nobody.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was in Nobody.
And they're like, oh. And now, like, he just pops up everywhere. On, like, TV shows and, like, talk shows and shit. And, like, oh, now he's Rick Sanchez.
Yeah. And I'm super excited to see what they're going to do.
Oh, that's going to be so fucking great.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I need to still watch season 4.
Which is a great fucking season.
I've heard. And I remember ways back where you and I were, we were somewhere in the city just doing like a random walk around. And, and you had told me about their Instagram, and they posted the entire first episode in 30 seconds, because at the time there was no like IG,
there was no stories, there was no reels. Yeah,
exactly. It was just simply like 30-second video. Yeah, and they posted their entire 15-minute long episode on their Instagram.
Yep.
In 30-second increments, and I think that was fucking so well done.
Yeah, fucking and insanely awesome.
And then, I mean, you guys know that, like, I got into Rick and Morty late, watched one episode, but it was during a hard time for me, and then got into it later on, and it's so fucking funny.
It's fucking great.
I mean, it's one of those cartoons where you just need to, just like how we talk about movies, where it's like, just forget everything and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Forget everything and just enjoy it.
Yeah. You can go into any random episode. You're just like, okay.
Right. Just, guys, if you're not watching Rick and Morty, or if you've been skeptical about it,
what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? Yes. But just go on to YouTube. Check out random fucking clips.
Yeah.
And tell me you're not going to fall in love with this guy with this fucking show.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
And how, you gotta love how drunk Rick is all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And how many fucking versions of Morty are dead?
Mm-hmm.
And for the older crowd, right? Guys like our age.
Mm-hmm.
If I say that because, like, sure, like an adult, you could be like 20, but for the adults that know Back to the Future and the heart of that franchise, if you're not watching Rick and Morty, again, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Because it's basically the proper parody spin-off versions of Back to the Future.
Yeah, it really is.
Hence why it's fucking amazing that Christopher Lloyd is going to be Rick Sanchez.
Yeah. Fucking fantastic. I can't wait for this.
Oh, that's so well done. Fucking... When you texted me that this morning, like, I was half asleep. I'm like, what? Like, what's this?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, yo, this shit is fucking great. That shit made my day, dude. That shit made my fucking week. Like, I was like, yes. Yes, please.
As it should have.
Absolutely.
Oh. I can't stop laughing thinking about it.
Fucking great. Hell yeah. Super fucking excited.
Yes.
Something else that I'm kind of excited for is we're fans of the Injustice, like the Injustice game and the comic and shit. And we kind of touched on it a few weeks ago, talking about how DC wants to do an animated movie for it or whatever. Mm-hmm. We finally got a release date for the Injustice animated movie. And it's going to be coming out October 19th. So just about a little bit more than a month from now, we're going to have an animated movie for the Injustice shit. Of course, the Injustice shit is basically where the heroes pretty much go bad.
Yeah.
And it's fucking insane. It's good shit. Like, I fucking love that shit. Like, it's one of the... Like I've mentioned before, like, it's one of the last games that I've played. Because, of course, I don't play games anymore. I'm not cool like that. But yeah, October 19th, we'll be getting, 4K, Ultra HDs, Blu-rays all over the place. All the different types of Blu-rays and digitals and everything. And it's going to be fucking good. The cover art looks fucking dope.
I saw, like, little snippets, like, and, like, really, like, hand, like, old school, like, you know, hand cam, bootleg form.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, it was when Superman punched through Joker, and he's like, now that's a punchline. I'm like, oh, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
He's fucking dying, and he's like, well, that's the punchline.
Yep.
Oh.
So good. So fucking good. And we know that DC, they are far, like, the DC animated shit is nothing to compare the fucking their, you know, extended universe. Like, their animated shit is a bazillion times better than their fucking their live action shit. Like,
oh yeah,
hands down. Like, all the DC animated shit is fucking top notch, fantastic shit.
So I'm currently on IMDb right now, looking at the cast list. So, Gillian Jacobs from Community is going to be Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Kevin Pollak as the Joker.
Yep. I'll take it.
Anson Mount is Batman. I'm not too familiar.
He was on Hell on Wheels.
So I never watched that.
I never watched it either. And he's also in Star Trek Discovery.
Got it. Justin Hartley is going to be Superman.
Mm-hmm. From Smallville.
Yes.
And he was also in as Aquaman. If you really go back and if you really think about that show.
So here's something. Here's something. So two names that pop up on their IMDb right now. Farhan Tahir is going to be the voice of Ra's al Ghul.
Ooh.
If you guys don't know who Farhan Tahir is, he was in Iron Man. He was the main... antagonist, not the guy with the hair and the beard that, like, got the whole village, like, beat the shit out of. He was the one that, like, he was the one that was about to make the deal with Obadiah, and Obadiah used that, like, the earbud thing with the sounds.
Yep.
The one that I find very interesting is Mirror Master's voice. is going to be Yuri Lowenthal.
Really?
For you gamers out there, Yuri Lowenthal is Peter Parker in the Spider-Man game from Insomniac.
I like it.
So, that's fucking awesome that he's now both in the Marvel and DC universes.
Yeah. He's also going to be playing The Flash and Shazam, too.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you have Edwin Hodge, who was in The Tomorrow War.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Tatasciore is going to be Captain Atom. If you guys don't know that name, you guys are fucking whack. yeah, man. So many fucking, like, familiar... There are some faces I'm looking at I have to actually click on and be like, oh, yeah, that person.
Yeah.
But, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Because I've always said this, and you know I've said this. Mm-hmm. And just like you just pointed out, DC's animated is better than the live action.
Yeah. Absolutely, like, better.
I mean,
so much better.
One of my favorite fucking films ever in the animated world is Public Enemies.
Yeah.
I have the graphic novel here somewhere. And somewhere in like in a Ziploc in storage, I have the action figures that came from that that story. And fast forward years later, they made the animated movie. I'm like, oh shit. And every DC thing I've watched since that in animated form has just been beyond amazing. I mean, dare I say Flashpoint. Their yeah. best animated of all time.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited. I'm super excited about Injustice, especially because it's a whole new take on the universe. It's based... I mean, I guess loosely off the game.
Yep.
But it's going to have like its own take, obviously.
Absolutely. They always have their own take on it. So
they start out as, you know, everything has like its own. It starts from its original idea and then like.
It goes in a totally different direction.
Yeah. And a lot of the time, I mean, depending on what it is, it's hit or miss. But with DC's animated being fire 100% of the time, we know that this is going to be solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Yeah, super fucking excited for it. I cannot wait.
I mean, you already know how much I love The Long Halloween.
Yeah.
Part 2 was a little slower, sure. Part 1 was better, in my opinion. But, like, that's also the way the story goes.
Yeah.
So, that's... The only DC, truthfully, the only DC movie I wasn't really fond of was The Killing Joke, also because I don't like the novel.
Okay, that's fair. I actually love The Killing Joke.
I love the majority of The Killing Joke, and then, like, just its ending was like, oh, ha-ha, ha-ha.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, why is Batman laughing? He's fucking Batman.
Yeah.
So, but that's just me. Maybe I'll watch it again. It is on Netflix. But... Yeah, DC's animated fire all the 100%, you know, despite my feelings on certain things. But yeah. I'm not gonna say like, oh well, The Killing Joke sucked, and they're like, well, they get like a 3 out of 5 in animation. No, it's my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm an adult. I'm allowed to have those.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody has an opinion.
Exactly. Just like assholes, everybody has one.
Exactly.
So
it's gonna be cool.
Looking forward to Injustice.
Yes. Then more DC shit. I guess we're gonna close out the show with DC shit pretty much for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
last year we got the DC fandom, which was basically DC's version of their Comic-Con in a way, in which they pretty much came out with all the news for all the DC shit that was coming out. And this year, of course, you know, we don't necessarily have Comic-Cons, not fully yet, and they're just like, yo, like, let's just bring everything on the internet and have fun, because that's what usually winds up happening anyway. Everything winds up on the internet shortly after. So she's like, fuck it, let's just do everything online and, you know, show everybody what we have coming for DC. Whether it's comics, whether it's movies, TV, whatever you think it's going to be, it's going to be there. And we got big news basically saying that we're going to be getting trailers for a bunch of shit that we've been looking forward to. Shit that personally I've been super excited for. The Batman, we're getting a full trailer for it. We had a teaser trailer a few months ago, and then we haven't heard anything since then.
Right.
So that they're going to be getting a trailer for that. It's going to be there. Then also something that pretty much rather recently, Black Adam, they're going to be doing a trailer for that as well. That's super fucking cool.
I'm excited because this is something. I mean, how long has it been since The Rock got cast as Black Adam? Like 2015?
Yeah, a long time. long fucking time.
Yeah, he's been teasing the character for like almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a long fucking time. And then not only just that, but like it's going to be on October 16th, but it also included within this whole presentation or whatever, there's also going to be Peacemaker, which we saw in Suicide Squad, in The Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So we're going to be seeing basically like teasers for that. Also Gotham Knights, which we saw the game.
Yep.
The gameplay a few months ago.
Months ago.
Supergirl, which I'm assuming is going to be for the last season of Supergirl.
Yeah.
Batwoman, which got pretty much taken up for another season. Titans, as well as the crossover for all the Utes. And that is Batman and Fortnite. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's happening. And then there are also going to be a whole bunch of other things as well. Aquaman, King of Atlantis, which is an animated show that's going to be on the Cartoon Networks, and I'm pretty sure on HBO Max as well. The Aquaman, the Lost Kingdom, which is, you know, the next movie, the Batman, the Caped Crusader, Batman Fear State, course, you know, the Batman Fortnite comic that's going to be coming out. Bat Wheels, which is something we spoke about a few months ago as well.
Mm-hmm.
Batwoman, Black Adam, Black Manta, Catwoman Hunted, the DC League of Superhero Pets, of course, another show for kids. Yeah. More of the Legends of Tomorrow, Stargirl, the Superhero Girls. DMZ, which we haven't seen in a long time, heard about them coming out for anything for that. That's been on the hush hush for a while. Doom Patrol, The Flash, the TV show and the movie. Finally get some last words for the fucking TV show, because that shit kind of like fell off for me. Yeah. Harley Quinn, and then of course, like we said, Injustice. So more shit for that. As well as Fury of the Gods. And something that I've been very excited for, because I knew they were going to work on it, was Kill the Justice League. Jesus Christ, my mouth isn't working very well right now. But yeah, that's what I want to see. The Teen Titans and Young Justice, Phantoms, blah, 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 blah. A lot of shit coming from the DC fandoms. So excited, get ready for it. It's going to be the weekend of October 16th, or Saturday, October 16th.
Wasn't the Suicide Squad thing like another game?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, Chris Wright, it was the Suicide Squad was a game, and then the one basically Titans.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's all pretty much gonna be coming out next year. In another month or so.
Nice.
So it's gonna be a lot of cool shit coming from DC. And then to round out the DC news, something that came out a few days ago, something that I'm super excited for. I know you're super excited for. Uh-huh. Doom Patrol. We got a trailer for season 3 of Doom Patrol. And
season 3.
This looks fucking fantastic. Super fucking excited, especially now that we know that they've pretty much been all over the fucking place, going through dimensions, going through things, and then we got some timey-wimey shit going on in this one. Kind of makes you think, like, does this have something to do with the Time Lords? That would be sick, because the funny shit is that we do have a Time Lord in this season. Missy is going to be in this season. Uh-huh. I want to see this so bad. like, is that saying that, you know, Doctor Who takes place in the fucking DC extended, in the DC, you know, HBO Max universe now?
Does that mean that now that if the Time Lords are confirmed for the DC universe, that they'll show up in like the newest crossover?
Oh my god!
could you imagine, for example, flashback to 2 years ago when Crisis hit?
Uh-huh.
Right? Because like they involve Titans and Doom Patrol and every other DC property.
Uh-huh.
Including like Lucifer and everything you could think of. Birds of Prey and all the shit from like ways back.
Yeah, ways back.
From like Batman 89 to current. And like, Batman 66 to current.
Mm-hmm.
So could you imagine that if during all that, all of a sudden you heard that infamous sound and the blue box started to appear? remember how like you and I geeked the fuck out when Crisis hit?
Yeah.
I think I would have had a heart attack from excitement.
Yeah. Yeah, as a fucking movie.
But question remains, which doctor would you want in Crisis?
That's a good one. Which doctor would I want in Crisis? I'm going to go with Capaldi.
I'm going to go with Tennant.
That's fair.
It's also my favorite doctor.
That's completely fair, too. Like,
But to split it down the middle, I mean, fucking Matt Smith.
Yeah.
He, especially like in the middle of his career, he was... Around the time of the Fez.
Right.
Is when he really fell into his own.
Yeah, he really did.
So let's just split it down the middle and use Matt Smith as
the
doctor in DC crossovers.
I'll take it. Actually, I want to see him towards the end. Because that one's a little more ruthless. He's a little more like, fuck you, just let me do this.
So closer to... So more so after Amy Pond.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Before the fucking...
Yeah.
The statues.
Before the weirdness, yeah. before the statues, before the fucking... The Weeping Angels.
Yeah.
Which is going to be kind of like the big baddies for this season as well for Doctor Who.
Oh, shit.
Super fucking excited for that shit. Yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up this week. This is a lot of exciting shit. We barely touched on the trailer for the Doom Patrol. It just looks fucking nuts. Looks fucking absolutely insane. If you haven't seen the first couple seasons, like, go watch that shit because the shit is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It's all over the fucking place.
All over the fucking place.
And you're just like, what the fuck did I just watch? But at the same point, you're just like, holy shit, this shit is fucking amazing. It looks fucking good. This new season just looks even crazier than what we've seen before, and I'm super excited. Especially like I said, we're getting a Time Lord in this. Technically, you know, I want to see where it goes.
And I'm really excited that Brendan Fraser has a career comeback.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
dude, very excited for it.
outside of that, like outside of Doom Patrol, like he was in No Sudden Moves, which I mentioned last week, and like holy shit, man. So he, because like when he disappeared, everyone was like, "Yo, where the fuck Brendan Fraser go?"
Mm-hmm.
Because like think about his career in like the mid '90s, like Encino Man and fucking Jungle Book and yep. like the Mummies. And a shit ton of other
George movies. Of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle, thank you.
Watch out for that tree.
Watch out for that tree. But like if you think about Brendan Fraser's career, and then all of a sudden he was like Thanos snapped out of existence.
Yeah.
And then the thing that I read about him is that he had a lot of like surgeries and shit.
Like which makes sense. That's fair.
He did a lot because he did a lot of his own stunts.
Yeah.
So like
he didn't watch out for the trees too much. He
hit a lot of trees.
Yeah. He Sonny Bono'd all those things.
Wow, taking it back. Holy shit. so he had like spinal surgery and like throat surgery, like he had to like relearn how to talk and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he did a lot in his career as a younger man. Now he's like 50 something.
Mm-hmm.
And
which kind of makes sense for his character now.
Exactly.
His character now is pretty much somebody that's like, yo, like I gotta redo everything to basically be like a normal person in a way.
Exactly.
Even though I'm technically a tin man.
So no, it's great to have him back. And I'm excited to see what they do with Doom Patrol. Even though I need to watch the series.
Yes, you do.
But like that one episode in Titans had me going, holy shit, I want to watch Doom Patrol.
Yeah, dude. Watch fucking Doom Patrol. Once you're done with this episode with us here, go watch fucking Doom Patrol. You could watch Doctor Strange any other day, but or even What If, you can watch this shit again later. But go watch at least the first episode of Doom Patrol, the first few episodes. I know we're gonna be up for you a little bit, so go do that. It's fun. It's good shit. It's good shit, Brian.
ha ha ha
ha ha ha. Yes. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up, unless you got anything else to add, Brian.
No, nothing.
Okay, cool. So, everybody go to innercitygeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit some sign. Of course, we have this shit. We have Bright 2J Presents. We'll be having more Bright 2J Presents sometime soon. Then we also have It's Poppin', Comic of the World, Manga Time, Anime World, the Innercity Geeks, webcomic, ICDBW Slamcast, First Watch, Inner City Turntable, Good Games, a lot of these shows, of course, are on like indefinite hiatus, but we still have all that shit up there. Go check that shit out. Then you can also find links to some pretty cool fucking places. Go to click on the first link, take it to Amazon.com. We get some cool shit from Amazon. Of course, you can buy shit on Amazon, but you can also get your first month free of Amazon Prime through that link. Because who doesn't need Amazon Prime? Amazon Prime is like the best place ever. You get to watch The Boys on there and a bunch of other shit that's pretty dope on there. And go do that because Amazon Prime is an awesome thing. You get some pretty cool deliveries of shit. A lot quicker than if you would just buy it or without, you know, having Prime. Yeah, you don't gotta wait like 2-3 days or shit. You just get it like next day, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Sometimes even same fucking day. I remember ordering something in the morning, and I got home and it was like already there.
Because Amazon Prime is basically like Acme from Looney Tunes.
It really is.
Especially
it's fucking insane.
The earlier that you order the item, the quicker it gets to you. So fucking use Amazon, damn it. Even though some people hate on the Amazons.
Yeah, it is slightly devilish, but feels good sometimes.
Pretty much. To quote, back in the old, like, WWF, when it was, blanking on the wrestler right now, where he was, like, playing, like, the devilish character.
There's been a lot of those.
It'll hit me, but talk, and I'll come
back. so go check out the first link up there. Go to Amazon, get some cool shit on Amazon, and it'll give us a little bit of credit. You know, we'll get a little bit of kickback from that, and it won't do anything to you. You just continue shopping like usual. Go do that. Then on top of all that shit, there's a Soul Sick clothing company where you get some pretty cool shit. The shirt that I'm wearing right now, I got at Soul Sick clothing.
Nice. And before I forget, it was Sean O'Hare. The late Sean O'Hare of Palumbo and O'Hare.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. He had
a devilish gimmick, which unfortunately didn't work.
It didn't work at all. Because I remember that.
But you know which company it would have worked in? AEW.
Probably.
Yeah. Which I'm gonna watch after we're finished.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. It's
Punk's on commentary tonight.
Nice.
But Sean O'Hare had his like vices are good for you gimmick. Like enjoy vices, they're good for you. So enjoy the Amazons.
I remember that. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Even though people hate on it, you still get to watch the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. You get to watch boys. A lot of cool fucking content on there.
The Tomorrow War.
Yeah, the Tomorrow War. There's also
a bunch of shit we've spoke about over the last like 7 to 20 weeks.
Yeah, for real. There's a lot of shit on there.
There's shit on Amazon that like was spoken about when it was just you and Renee and when I was on my hiatus.
Yeah, yeah. So, absolutely.
So fuck people. Like watch shit. You can go to Amazon.
Yeah, go to Amazon. Go do that shit. Like I said, So Sick Clothing Company. Type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off at SOESIC Sick Company. Clothing Company. Clothing.co. Whatever. You know what I mean? That's how you spell it. It's right there. Right. There.
At Steve's there. Nipple.
Yeah.
Everybody look at Steve's nipple.
Yeah. Yeah, see, so look, Bart's tongue is like on my nipple.
I was
going to
say, it's like it's Bart Simpson's skull.
Yeah.
By licking Steve's nipple.
Yeah, that's where it goes. Right.
The episode title is going to be Licking Steve's Nipple.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Wow, this went dark.
Yeah, it's late. It's late.
It's Inner City Geeks After Dark.
Absolutely.
After dark.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta do our sensual voices. Yeah, go check it out. That's only right. We gotta do some ASMR shit, you know. Clack, clack, clack and shit. Also on there, like I said, 15% off if you type in Inner City Geeks Associate Clothing Company. That's pretty dope. So then you get some beardy shit. Go get some beardy shit. Get some shit from Beard Octane. Type in ICG10 for 10% off of all your beardly octanes for your beardly goodness. You got some oils, butters, balms, some utensils for your shit. They also have some leave-in conditioners so that way you can take care of your beard. Want to use if you don't want to use oil, put in some leave-in conditioner for it. It's fucking dope, especially at nighttime and shit. Good shit. Good shit for you. Smells good too.
I miss my beard.
It's gonna grow back. It's gonna grow back. You just have to take care of it, dude.
To quote Dragnet, you heard that, kids? It'll grow back.
Yeah, it'll grow back. Yeah, yeah. It's not like an arm, but it'll grow back.
It'll grow back.
Yeah. Then what else? CBDMD got some CBDMD goodness. CBDs. Because, you know, sometimes we need it. So go check out CBDMD. Then what else? Sideshow Collectibles. Because who doesn't need fucking dope-ass fucking toys? Because Sideshow Collectibles got some shit.
They're one of the really best. Shit. They're one of the best booths at conventions.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so, it's
the attention to detail.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. And the awesome shit is that like prices range from like $15 to like a couple grand. So yeah. There's something for everybody. If you want a little bit of shit that's fucking dope, you can get it there. If you want some big shit, you can get it there too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have pretty much like a life size fucking Iron Man suit and shit. Not necessarily like you can use it and shit, but they do have like, you know, a statue of Chibbers, which is still fucking pretty dope.
We don't need people like, we don't need random fucking people taking an Iron Man suit and making it work.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Even though, you know, they don't have an arc reactor for it. But, you know, we don't need it.
Especially if they built it in a cave with a box of scraps.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so go check out Sideshow Collectibles. And then check out the show for those who share it or whatever. Let everybody know that you can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts. But my favorite place to find it, favorite place that I listen to, of course, I listen to myself when I'm on the show, also when I fucking edit the show, and then also listen to it afterwards on fucking Spotify. Motherfucking Spotify. Go check it out on there, too.
I was gonna say, you forgot the motherfucking.
Yeah, well, you can never forget the motherfucking. But yeah, motherfucking Spotify. Go check us out. Go check us out all over there. Then you can find the show on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And Brian, where can we find you, sir?
You could find me multitasking as I'm also about to jump on editing.
What? Multitasking.
From earlier today. You could find me on Twitter at BRI_2J. So Bright2J. Bright2J presents on Instagram. Or if you just want to see my boring everyday life, just Bri2J. BRI2J. Yay, boring. check me out, bright2jpresents.com. There's links to a bunch of shit, including this fucking Inner City Geeks thing that I've joined.
One of us.
You can check out geekanything.com. I've written a couple of articles for them.
Yeah.
One on the beginning, bringing back Toys R Us, thanks to Macy's. And then there's one that's about Dexter season 9.
Yeah.
I got another article about Cobra Kai that should be up eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the channel Bright2J Presents on YouTube. Please like, share, and subscribe. New content is absolutely coming soon as I'm literally just sitting here trying to get my camera door to open for my HDMI cable.
Nice.
So I did promise you guys that stuff was coming. I do not lie. I take forever to actually fulfill promises.
But it does. It happens.
But it happens.
Yes.
There's literally stuff happening.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
My camera exciting. Was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm being used?
It was like, huh?
Yeah.
I gotta do stuff now?
My camera was like, oh, now you remember me.
Yeah, basically. you little bitch. You remember me now, you little bitch, right? You little bitch.
You remember?
Yeah, yeah. You remember me now, you little bitch, right? You little bitch. Fuck you.
And where, pray tell, can we find you?
Oh, yeah. You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sitting here and listening to our ramblings and our craziness. Because of course, you know, we get a little weird and antsy towards the end of the show. Because why the fuck not, right?
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, it's only right. It only makes sense. It only brings, you know, that much extra goodness into the whole thing.
Because we have fun doing this, and if we don't have fun doing this, the joy is gone.
If we don't have fun doing this, what's the fucking point?
Exactly.
Because it's not like we're getting paid for this shit, you know?
Right.
We'd like to.
We'd like to. Help us do this.
Yeah.
And we like you guys.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate you guys. We thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. We have like a good amount of listeners. So
we enjoy like the eight fans that we have.
Yes, 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 absolutely, absolutely. let us know what you think about the show. Whether it's, you know, on the Twitter or on the Instagram. We post shit all over the place, so let us know. Let us know. We're there. So thank you guys for listening again. Say goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, sir.
Yes. And don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.